Eighth Blackbird is a chamber music group that the New Yorker has called fiendishly good. The sextet is making its Carnegie Hall debut tonight with the world premiere of a concerto by David Schober. It's called Split Horizon for sextet and orchestra. The six young musicians of Eighth Blackbird are based in Chicago. Recently, they were artists in residence at the University of Richmond in Virginia. NPR's Jeffrey Freiman-Wire has this profile.
At a typical chamber music concert, you'll see musicians sitting in chairs, behind music stands, playing works that were written, more often than not, over 100 years ago. That's not the case at an Eighth Blackbird concert. They play contemporary music, much of it written for them. And they don't just sit and play. Percussionist Matthew Duval says what they do is actually closer to theater than conventional chamber music.
Just like a theater group, we have a lot of equipment, and we have to transport it around. And the percussion instruments on stage are going to be kind of thought of as props. We really do have to put a lot of thought into the setups and where how things are configured and how people are going to get from one place to another on stage.
At the Mauvland Center for the Arts, the group works together to set up the percussion rig, which will eventually take up more than a third of the stage for a performance that night. Keeping the stage from being too crowded is important because four of the group move around the stage during the course of the concert, often while playing. Flutist Molly Barth says they started incorporating movement into performances while still at Oberlin Conservatory, after they'd memorized this piece by Michael Torkey called Yellow Pages.
We were sitting in our seats like we used to do, and all looking at each other without the music, and it seemed a little bit silly. And Matt's violin teacher at the time said, you know, well, why doesn't Michael and Molly just go over in the back and kind of form a doo-wop section?
Which they do. Then violinist Matt Albert, clarinetist Michael McAferry, and Barth on the flute each take solos, walking the full width of the stage, eventually joining Lisa Kaplan at the piano. The composer of Yellow Pages, Michael Torkey, was in Richmond for the rehearsals. He says Eighth Blackbird came together as students at Oberlin to play this piece in 1996.
Molly, the flutist, was doing a recital at Oberlin, and she wanted to include a chamber piece, and so she chose Yellow Pages. And they had gotten this conductor, and they had this dress rehearsal, I guess the story goes, and the conductor couldn't make it, had other engagements, so they said, you know what, we're not going to use a conductor, let's just do it, and it went even better.
Cellist Nicholas Fatinos.
We really listened a lot more than we did when we were conducted, and that was really the beginning of us as an unconducted chamber music group.
Composer Joan Tower was also in Richmond because two of her pieces were on the program that night, including this one, a nod to Igor Stravinsky's ballet Petrushka called Petrush Skates. She says she enjoys working with Eighth Blackbird and especially likes the amount of thought that goes into every decision the group makes.
They're like six composers. They're sort of like a string quartet. They hash out things, iron out things to a very detailed degree. So if you come in, it's not like they're going to say, oh, fine, you know, well, whatever. There's a kind of independence about them that I love.
Petrush Skates appears on Eighth Blackbird's first commercial CD, released last year, called 13 Ways. The title work and the group's name is based on the Wallace Stevens poem, 13 Ways of Looking at a Blackbird.
I know noble accents and lucid, inescapable rhythms. But I know, too, that the blackbird is involved in what I know.
Violinist Matt Albert's father, Thomas Albert, was the composer.
When my dad wrote the piece, he didn't actually intend the poems to be spoken in between the movements, but when we were working on the piece, we thought that the poems evoked their own imagery so powerfully, and then it corresponded to the music so clearly, we felt it only helped the audience to have them.
13 Ways on CD Records was a hit with the critics, including the New York Times. In his notes for tonight's world premiere of Split Horizon, David Schober says the six members of Eighth Blackbird will be like a solo hyper instrument as they play with the American Composers Orchestra. Jeffrey Freiman-Wire, NPR News.